from experience is that I sleep a lot better when I have a, I hate the expression. Jim, I'm sorry I shut your mic off. It's back on.
You're not sorry.
I'm not sorry. When I have a, like, intense workout regimen where, like, endorphins are really kicking in, where, like, so are you moving your body? Are you getting exercise?
I just started working out, which is weird.
So, and that's when the insomnia kicked in?
Actually, now that you say it.
So, it could be the beginning of a lot of adrenaline, you know. Now, this is a good time for me to say that I am not qualified to do this. I'm going to hypothesize.
I think you're on the right track here.
Yeah, thank you. I just think that it's possible that it's the beginning of your workout routine and that adrenaline is flowing. Do you drink coffee?
Yeah.
Do you drink it during the day? All day?
I try to stop by like 2 p.m.
Well, start. How many cups do you have by 2 p.m.?
Well, some of them are Diet Cokes.
So, okay, all right.
I don't know. 3 to 4?
Okay. Well, I mean, I think one of the first things you could do is cut back on that and stop drinking coffee and Diet Coke earlier.
I know that's shocking.
I'm sorry.
I started a thing, Alan.
Yeah.
It's red light bulbs, and they're supposed to undo the blue light that you've done to yourself the whole day. So, I switch out the light bulbs in my bedroom after a certain time to the red light bulbs.
Every day?
Every day. And it really helps.
And you sleep with light bulbs on?
Sometimes. Like a night light.
Oh, okay.
But red light, night light.
Why? Because you might trip on your way to the bathroom or something?
No, sometimes because I've fallen asleep because the red light bulbs work so well that I fall asleep with the light on.
Okay. So this is a recent phenomenon, Shannon?
I feel like it's happened before, but it's been worse recently.
Yeah, I mean,
I just need something, some sort of thing to do before I go to bed that'll make me sleep all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I read Moby Dick sometimes.
Oh,
that helps.
So do you read... Not
in Melville.
I know books do a much better job of putting me down than the internet. If I read the internet, forget it. It's like if I'm on my phone or a computer, it makes my sleep pattern just horrendous. So maybe sleep with your favorite or with a new book next to your bed and just read until you crash. And then if you wake up in the middle of the night, put on your little reading light and then read again until you crash.
I think I'll try that.
Yeah, and increase your workout regimen to where, like, you need to hit exhaustion. It's not just, working out. Okay, I'm working out now. You got to, like, really reach exhaustion a couple times a day or at least once a day where, like, the endorphins are, like, through the roof and you're just so tired. So increase the workout regimen, cut back on the coffee and Diet Pepsi before 1 p.m.
Yeah, Diet Pepsi's gross, man.
And
Coke. It was Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, sorry. And read a book and keep the internet far, far away from you when you're sleeping at night. That's all I could do.
Books and exhaustion.
And then if worse comes to work, take a Klonopin. Just kidding.
I do anyway, but thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.
I hope I see you both soon. I haven't seen you in a while.
I will see you soon.
All right, awesome.
I know where you live, huh?
You do. Bye. All right, we got a couple more minutes till Vocal Fry with Dan Boda. You could still sneak one in. Thank you, Jim the Poet, for...
Oh, thank you, Alan.
...keeping me company.
I'm glad you're helping so many people.
Oh, yeah, we are really in a time of great strife. Did you sign your the board, by the way?
Oh, I was doing a little bit of that.
Yeah, do that and then do mine as well, please. Thank
I gotta
you.
Do yours?
Yes, please. Thank you.
I don't know how to forge your signature.
I don't know what the time is now, like in military
18...
time.
18.
Exactly. Do that. We've got time for one more call before the music of Mind Control. 201-209-9368 while I start to clean up my space.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org.
Dan Boda coming up in 2 minutes. But you, yes, you could be the last call of Alan and Jim the Poet. I just saw Dan Boda coming in through the security camera.
Uh-oh.
So we might have an extra minute or two. So now's your chance. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Ask Alan. Thank you, Micah, Music of Mind Control. That was fast. I saw you come in the door like 8 seconds
bolt
ago.
Bolt of lightning.
What is
it? Dan Boda is in the studio.
Dan Boda, give us your best vocal fry. harmonize vocal fries. Well done.
I got a yodeling pickle last on call. Order, Dan. So
you're on the radio. It's got to be a quick one.
Poker.
Poker? What about it? Oh, you're asking poker or blackjack?
Yeah.
So you're giving me advice?
I don't know. I thought you were asking if we liked poker or blackjack.
So do you win? Are you a winner?
Sometimes.
Three card stud, or what are we talking about here?
Where do you play?
No poker. I play at a local club. I live in California, so there are a lot of legal clubs, just card clubs around here.
So like humans awesome. Playing, or are you playing machines?
Machines?
Oh, no, real people. I don't play no machines. I don't play online. I love playing with real people. You can read them. There's a lot of interaction. It's really great.
That's
great
a real gift, thing. Being able to read people's key to the game, really.
I personally, I'm a blackjack guy. I haven't played much in years, but when I do, I'm pretty disciplined, and I have my moments.
What's your secret cool. to blackjack?
I just play by the rules and don't go crazy.
Play by the rules?
Yeah, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do with blackjack.
Don't trust
your instincts. Just do the things you're supposed
wild,
to do.
I play madman blackjack. It keeps people off balance.
Let's go to Atlantic City. Let's
right do now? It. Tonight?
I'll go.
Meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Vocal Fry with Dan Boda coming up oh so soon. Thanks, everybody, for playing along. Ask Alan will be back someday.
Soon.
Bye.
That guy hung up?
I think so.
Bye.
You're...
woman. Jailing ourselves against a thorn, all alone in a lonely room. There she had two pretty babies born, down by the bonny greenwood side. Herself against an oak, all alone in a lonely hole. She pushed and she pushed till her back near broke, down by the bonny greenwood side. She took off a length of her ribbon belt, and she bound them by their hand and leg. Oh, smile not so sweet, my bonny babes. If you smile so sweet, you'll smile on me dead. She held a dagger long and cold and sharp, and she pressed it through their tender heart. She held the dagger up to heaven high as she climbed them up their earthly life. She wiped the dagger on the ground so green, yet the more she wiped, the more the blood was seen. She tried to throw the laden far and far away, yet the far she threw, the near it came. She digged a grave far, far beyond the sun, all alone in a lonely hole. And there she buried her sweet Pachathan, down by the bonny greenwood side. Years went by, she was going by the church, all alone in a lonely room. She saw two pretty babies on the porch, down by the bonny greenwood side. She looked at the ghost babes on the churchyard wall, all alone in a lonely room. She saw two pretty bonny boys a playing at a ball, down by the bonny greenwood side. Oh, she said, oh babes, if you were mine, alone in a lonely hole, I'd dress you up in silk and scarlet fine, down by the bonny greenwood side. Once thine, all alone in a lonely hole, and you never dressed us up in silk and scarlet fine, down by the bonny greenwood side. You took a dagger long and cold and sharp, and you pierced it through our tender heart. You digged a grave far and far beyond the sun, and buried us beneath the marble stone. Oh, babes, what am I to do for the cruel thing that I've done to you? Oh, pretty babes, please tell it now to me, what sort of death I'll have to die. There'll be 7 long years as a bird within the wood, all alone in a lonely hole. And 7 long years as a fisher in the flood, down by the bonny greenwood side. And 7 long years as the tongue of the warning bell. and 7 long years as the tongue of the warning bell. And 7 long years are in the deeps of hell. 7 long years are in the deeps of hell. 7 long years in the deeps of hell. Down by the bonny greenwood side, yo. Wings eye, yo, wings eye, yo, wings eye, yo, wings eye, yo.
manamal nerogal gura magavi manamal nerogal gura magavi manamal nerogal gura magavi manamal nerogal gura magavi manamal nerogal gura amarendra val didavaranaoi amarendra val didavaranaoi amarendra val didavaranaoi amarendra val didavaranaoi avimal me nedugal gurama amare devau didavaranaoi avi malamal nedugal gurama eva rajavara dana Rajavara dana baili be rajavara dana baili be rajavara dana baili inda ko pamele inda ko pamele naye ni vadane inda ko pamele naye ni inda kwa mele naye ni vadai inda kwa mele naye ni vadai avag mala nedugal gurama amare devau didavaranaoi avag mala mal nedugal gurama ana vastra mula ke migavayani ana vastra mula ke migavayani elade nani adigilana ana vastra mula ke migavayani elade nani adigilana kanatalre niveyani கருணகல்கிதே சலுனியுண்டகா தினகானனி ஊவிடநாட சூசி தேனல்லோரோஜே பாரவரையா வெனுடேனசி வெங்கடேசலே வெனுடேனசி Da ba ba da ma ge de da ma 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 ma
Da di di da gari ma di da di da ba sa ma da di da ba.
Yeah, quite a workout. Right here on Vocal Fry, I'm Dan Boda with you every Tuesday night on WFMU from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we listen to music that shows what the human voice is capable of. And we listen to music from all around the world, all different eras, all different registers and genres. That was Ram Nad Krishnan, a Carnatic vocalist, doing a piece called, it's a Kriti, which is a type of song called Abhimanamenandu, from an album put out by the None Such Explorer record label, long-running, really great home for recordings from all around the world. The album's called Vidwan. Some just incredible, very tightly controlled improvisations there, using set text, using set rhythms, very, very constrained, but at the same time, very free. And there's sort of a requirement that the vocalist and the percussionists interact in ways that are unexpected and in the moment. Some people's reputations die in a performance like that, which is makes it a little less relaxing. You know, I think to my ears, a lot of times, you know, you hear the tambura in the background and, you think, oh, this sounds so chill. And it starts off really chill because they're working their way into it. But those songs can be quite intense and high stakes. Alex Glenfield was before that. We heard his version of a kind of traditional classic called Cruel Mother. I believe that's one of the child ballads collected by George Child in his collections of Scottish and English folklore and folk songs. And that was just, you know, released as a video by Alex Glenfield. Not available, as far as I'm aware of, on any releases out there. Kenny Roberts starts us off every week with Newsboy, a haunting and mysterious song in which he sings to the newsboy, asking perhaps for the newsboy to return his lover and maybe looking for some sympathy for the newsboy, but it seems like the newsboy doesn't care or perhaps is just oblivious to his calls. That's from Kenny Roberts' album Jumpin' and Yodelin'. That's a collection put out by Bear Family Records of great hits from throughout his career. Kenny Roberts was from Athol, Massachusetts, and yes, you can say that on the radio. Started out his career, I think, when he was 11 on radio in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Eventually went on to run radio shows solo. He was with a group at first, went on to do solo radio out in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then did a kids show. I think he was on TV for a while with that. He was in Cincinnati for quite a while as well, and retired back to Athol in his elder years. Very, very amazing yodeler, and those high, lonesome, trembling tones in that song are a real joy. DJ Purple Haze not able to be here with us tonight, so I'll leave you all with that heavy news in your hearts, and as solace, I'll play a song that is near and dear to Purple Haze, and maybe can remind us a little bit of the kind of human behavior Haze might engage in were they here with us tonight. We'll be right back.
is on me. Take a baby for my homie. Ring like a documentary. Slide that bell, pop out that vein. Piece a couple, I was finna get blamed. Watch I really slide for your face. Watch you cross me out for some beans. Bitch, when I call back, with the rest, they gon' call rain. They stay my HGC and I'm inside. Honest, they stay when they sweet me. Like I'm all in a race in the air. I don't think I'm fine.
I gotta lay down my feet to a stand by the river side. Yes, I can study one no more. They want no more. Yes, I did want no more.
Trying to get more unpredictable in my old age, and hopefully it's hitting home for some of you tonight. You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda with you till 9. And in the background, music of David Stock. This is a piece called Scat. It's performed by the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, and Lynn Weber is the vocalist. We just heard Joseph Spence. Why is it that I have not known about Joseph Spence and his insane, crazy voice before now? I sort of did. I think I did at one point, and I forgot. Can you believe I forgot Joseph Spence and that wild, wild voice and beautiful songs? I dove deep into Joseph Spence this past week. A release on Smithsonian Folkways called Encore from a couple years back, and that was Down by the Riverside. We heard, if I'm not mistaken, out of Atlanta, we heard the great 645 AR. He is a mouse rapper. He raps in a mouse voice. Definitely carved out a niche for himself there. I thought he went well with Joseph Spence. It's a new single from 645 AR, who releases all his own music on online. Greatest Moments. This is the piece that we heard. We heard The End, a phenomenal group. Phenomenal group out of, Norway and or Sweden? Sofia Jernberg is the vocalist, just amazing. Mats Gustafsson on baritone and tenor sax and electronics. Kjetil Moster, also on sax and electronics. Anders Hanna, the baritone guitar. And Greg Sonier from Deerhoof, drums and also more voice. So just, wow, what a band. Yeah, phenomenal stuff. Everything The End has put out, and there's been a bunch of stuff in the last, six, 7 years, is really worth checking out. And we started that set off with Human Behavior by Bjork, where she does some just extraordinary little vocal ornaments and these sort of yodelings. She does these like little like yodelings, like you would call a little kid, a kidling or something. We heard it from her Greatest Hits album on One Little Independent, and good on her for changing the label name. She got it. Lots more, strangeness in the human vocal expression to explore tonight. A playlist full of stuff for you. I do want to leave you to listen to a little more of this music of David Stock and not just have it in the background. So I'll give you a minute or two more with it, and then we'll be on. We'll be off to the races with singing from the Belgian Congo and music from Africa, from the Sahel, and we'll hear some Meredith Monk. We'll hear some Swiss yodeling, music from Ukraine. I think I can fit that all into the last 16 and a half minutes of the program. Let's see, shall we? Go ahead on the playlist at WFMU.org if you want. You can, on the left-hand side of the screen, click playlist and comments. You can see all the info about the music we're playing tonight there, and you can also join the chat board and chat with your fellow listeners and say hey if you're out there listening.
Yeah. Na 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 na. Ha ha. Ma 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 ma. Ha ha. Na 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 na. Ha ha. Na 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 na. Ha ha. Na 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 na. Ha ha. Ma 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 ma. Ha ha. Na 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 na. Ha ha ha. Na 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 na. Ha ha. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Ha ha ha. Na 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 na. Ha 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 ha. Na 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 na. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha.
Well, that about wraps it up for Vocal Fry for this week here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Stick around. Scott McDowell is here filling in for Jesse tonight. So that's a treat. We just heard from Meredith Monk, Axe from Under and Above, Double Fiesta from her Memory Game album from a couple years back. Fadimutu Walet Inamud from an album called Iswat. That song was Ale Hawan. That's a Sahel Sounds release. And then Children from Cameroon singing a song from a collection on a French label of songs by children from all around the world. It has been my pleasure sharing with you this week, as every week on Tuesday nights, the weird sounds that people make with their voices from all over and all around. Hope you'll join us next week as we continue to try to imagine what it would be like if there wasn't a sort of air of dread all over everything. It might sound a bit like this.
evening and welcome to the Long Rally. My name is Scott McDowell. This is the Long Rally radio program, heard only occasionally here on the airwaves of WFMU, filling in for Jesse tonight and the Frau Show. Welcome all Frausketeers. In Jesse's absence, I appreciate you being here and listening along. I have a great show to play for you today, if I do say so myself, and I'm excited to be here. It's been quite a while. The last time was down here at Monty, old Monty, was for the marathon. So thanks to all you contributors to the WFMU cause. It means a lot, especially these days when purely independent, freeform radio is more elusive than ever. Or independent media. It's a necessary thing.